Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
Welcome to another edition of the 49ers Rush Podcast, and we have 49ers football today. The very first practice of the 49ers is going on as we speak, and changing up the order of things just a little bit because Kyle Shanahan did his practice, press report before practice, which as a coach, that's got to be wonderful because you can get off the field, you go straight deal with your players while everything's fresh on your mind. I think that's awesome. So what we're going to do, we're going to hear from a couple of those clips from Kyle Shanahan on today's practice. And man, things just continue to get clearer and clearer on so many of these quote unquote muddied, whatever. Oh, we don't know what to do with Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, we do. We don't know what's going to happen with Debo. Yeah, we do. We are figuring those things out, and not to mention all the injuries. Probably I think a lot of people were most excited about the Trey Lance news, but we have known about that for a very long time. Has it been explicit? No. And so for the national media and people outside the scene, they're sitting there saying, oh, well, this is new. We didn't know. We knew. we knew the whole time. The whole Debo thing. We knew. We put that out there for a long time ago. We put that out there. Now, here's what's funny. I want to play this clip because it's hilarious. Kyle was asked, was this like a crazy offseason for you with all the stuff going on? And man, Kyle put it very clearly. It hasn't been that crazy. Let's listen to Kyle.
Not really. I thought it was kind of quiet, personally. I mean, I think you guys were talking about the same things over and over that there was going to be a trade, and then there was a surgery. So my brain shut off on it until he's healthy. I know everyone keeps, but that was the reality of it. And then it wasn't that stressful. I mean, some of that was frustrating, but that's just what you got to deal with. And I know people talk about it and the whole Debo stuff, it's all over, but like, that's just repeated noise to me. Like that's not really the reality. I mean, when I talk to somebody, that kind of counts for me. And, but not all of that's real. And you try to just, I think that's a lot in life, but if you sit and you just read and read, which I get it. I can't tell. I mean, my number one thing I did in life growing up was listen to sports talk. I mean, that's all I did when I got in the car and want to fight everyone who talked bad about my dad and stuff like that. But now you get a job to do and you ignore that stuff and you know what's real. Like, you don't know that when you're not in it. And that's the stuff you got to focus on. And if you do that, like, I don't think a lot did go on this offseason totally. We've been waiting for it to get to a point where something can go on. But in the meantime, people just, they have to do their jobs and stuff. But my job's not to listen to it. My job.
It wasn't really that crazy of an offseason. We told you guys Garoppolo was going to get traded. Everybody knew that moving forward, but the surgery messed it up. The fact that, that's the first time we've heard him say, oh, they had a trade in place. Like, it was like, we knew there were some offers, whatever, but like they had it in place and then the surgery got announced and blew it all up. And again, they sent Jimmy Garoppolo home today. They sent him home. He showed up, checked in, did some throw-in work, then went home before practice started. Like, it's loud and clear. It's been loud and clear. And again, as Kyle just said, we've known. I thought it was a quiet offseason. You want to talk about the Debo thing? Yeah, they weren't going to trade him. Did they get the number 10 overall pick as an offer? Yes, from the Jets. But then they had to send back the number 61. Golly, no. That's not it. And so it didn't happen. And so, man, I love I love Luke. He says, morning 49ers challenge. Say CC. I can't even say that, man. But shout out to all the countdown crew. Thank you, Clayton, for joining us on short notice. You know, I watched the press conference and, you know, we got those clips and I was just like, man, dude, let's just jump on. Let's talk, because I think there's some things that we can clear up. And again, yeah, national media has been wrong from the start. There's no doubt about that. And as he said, when we were kids, you know, I put myself in Kyle's situation. I think we're pretty much the same age. Man, sports talk was everything. And this is a dream come true for me to sit behind this mic and talk to all these awesome people and spend time on the, you know, the team I love and have loved my entire life. It's incredible. And whenever you get that type of commitment from so many different content creators, I saw Rohan in the chat earlier. He's there live. You get a much clearer picture than you're going to get from a lot of these, you know, blue check marks or whatever. We've seen that. Debo deal is going to get done. And, you know, we put this up yesterday. If you missed the show, I know we're getting a little bit of a different crowd today. We're giving away an autographed Debo Samuel signed jersey for free. If you could just predict the day that Debo is going to sign his deal. Now, you can't do it here. You throw it up in the chat when you think it's going to happen. That's fine. But if you want to enter for the jersey, you could do that on patreon.com. Which is the best way to support the show. Just go to patreon.com/49ers/podcast or Google 49ers and Patreon. You can put your guests in there, or you can go to my Twitter, which is free, or you can get two submissions if you want. Just retweet that with the day you think you'd get signed. Could be today. Could be today. But yeah, over on Patreon this morning, I got up early. My dog woke me up early, 4 o'clock this morning, which a little bit earlier than what I'm used to getting up. And I decided to work on continuing our football 101 series over there. And so I broke down the basically concept of the outside zone versus the inside zone and all that stuff. So I got the first part of that loaded this morning. So if you want to check that out, a whole football 101 series, understanding football better, that's Patreon only. The inside zone will be coming up in a couple days. I still got to do a little more editing on that one, but let's go back to Debo, because we talked about the Jimmy G stuff. We'll get into a little bit more of that. Kyle, the question was asked, is Debo going to practice today? Here's the answer.
He won't today. I just had a good talk with Debo. I know we all know there's a lot going on with Debo right now. His representation and Tory with Parag and John and Hamp, I mean, they're talking nonstop right now. So we'll see what happens, but it's going to the clock. And I just had a great conversation with Debo. So regardless of what happens now, yeah, today, I just talked to Debo actually before I came in. He was going to go out there, condition on the side, make sure we'll see.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
to where he's at. Hopefully we can figure something out soon. But we're in a good place for today.
I love it, man. Talk to him today. He's there. He's in camp. He's conditioning on the side just like he did during minicamp and OTAs. And just how quickly we are allowed to be removed from the unfollowing and the trade request and all these different things. It's just, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And we've been trying to tell y'all this. here's my receipt from April 22nd. That's before the draft, whenever the Debo Heat was at its top. And if you want to have a good time, go type this in. Go find this on Twitter. All you got to do is just type in my @JL_Chapman and then Debo. It'll pull up because it got a lot of traffic. And, man, just read those comments. They're hilarious. Just people calling me, you know, a homer and all this stuff and ridiculous and not paying attention and hot takey. I think we nailed it. I think we did all right. And receipts are a good thing. Speaking of Chad, I'm mad at Chad this morning. I see you there. We have our 49ers rush fantasy going on. And that dude, I drafted Ezekiel Elliott, which I hated like in the third or fourth round. I didn't like it, but I was like, I'm going to pair him up with Pollard. And he took him right before I picked this morning. And so I was so pissed because I hate the Cowboys and I hate Zeke, but it was the value at that point. And he took my guy. But if you want to take part in one of our 49ers fantasy leagues, very, very simple. All you got to do is just PayPal at Lamar Chapman, LamarChapman. It's $50 if you're not a Patreon member. If you're a Jerry Rice Patreon member, it's only $25. And if you're Jerry Rice, it's completely free. And the first and second place of these best ball tournaments will get their pick of 49ers memorabilia, from Joe Montana jerseys to George Kittle mini helmets to got Ronnie Lott signed jersey, got all kinds of stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a best ball league. And if you want some more information, just email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com or Twitter @JL_Chapman. Now, I love this. Luke says, if you're on IR or PUP, gently graze the like button. Now, here's what's crazy. The 49ers do not have a lot of players on PUP or IR, which is awesome. That's incredible. Literally, Jimmy Verrett, which we got a little bit more update on that today. It was very brief. I didn't cut the clip. It wasn't really much to play. But the question was asked, how soon do you expect Verrett to come back? And he said during camp, and then kind of shut it off. Like, we're hoping during camp. That's about where that was. Charlie Warner's on there as well. A little bit of a shocker, but there's a lot of tight ends. The 49ers got a lot of tight ends. Obviously, duct tape, Ross Dwelly, Tyler Croft, Tanner Hudson, Fumagalli. And if you want to know some of these players, guess what? YouTube, click on my channel, scroll down to the 49ers Rush Countdown. We did, I think I filmed number 13 this morning. Who was Javon Kinlaw. That's going to come out a little bit later. All 90 players. You want to know backstories, high schools, positions, GPAs, brothers, sisters. Good gosh, man. We crushed it on this. And I say we, not just me. Shout out to Josh and Anthony. They have killed it, man. And shout out to Clayton, executive producer on this one. And Uncle Salty, my man. What's up, my friend? Can't wait to hang out soon in Seattle. He says McGlinchey cleared. Verrett not cleared so much. Al Shire's cleared, and Kinlaw's cleared. So yeah, that you got two out of three of those. All good news. The fact that McGlinchey is cleared after tearing that quad, whew, that's huge. Because what's the biggest question mark on this team? It's offensive line, and being able to get McGlinchey back, a healthy McGlinchey. Man, that is huge, huge, huge. I was scared he was going to start on the PUP list to start the season. That's not in question anymore, as long as he doesn't re-aggravate anything. Tommy, what's up, man? My guitar man. He says, we still had the third most injuries in the league last year. That is unacceptable. Man, I was listening to, I was going through Warren Sharp's book that he puts out every year. It's an incredible resource. If you really want to learn more about the NFL, it's great. You have to pay for it. I think it's like $20 or something. I don't know. But, you know, I bought it and I went through. And one of the things that I thought was most interesting is he was, or his team was, comparing the difference between the Rams and the 49ers. And it was very simply, man, it's injuries. That's it. The Rams have had the best injury luck since McVay's come into the league. Kyle Shanahan has had the worst injury luck since he has come into the league. They came in the same time, 2017. And just what a difference that makes. you know, with the way the Rams have built their roster, it's so top heavy, star heavy, but their stars haven't got hurt. You look at the 49ers, now we have a lot of depth to try to overcome that. But man, what if, just what if we could actually make it through a season without so many damn injuries? Who, man, this season, you know, I've been screaming from the mountaintops that 2023 is the year. As soon as you drafted Trey, that third year in the rookie quarterback deal, that's the one to watch. You know, that's when Mahomes won it. That's just when that's the time. 2022 this year, it's a little bit more shaky just because offensive line's inexperienced, got a lot of personnel change. Trey Lance got 10 plus quarters of experience, you know, stepping that in. I'm big time team Trey. But next year is so key. But imagine, just imagine if we didn't have all these damn injuries. Niner by Nature, what's up, man? He says, I'm here. The New York Giants are eyeing Jimmy. It would make sense. It would make perfect sense. Danny Dimes is not the answer. You know that. The current coaching staff didn't draft him. Makes too much sense. Too much. And the NFC East is trash. So, like, yeah, not that the Giants could win it, but you put in a decent quarterback like Jimmy G there, they have some weapons. They got some really good weapons in the receiver. Maybe Saquon's healthy. Like, they could do some damage. They really, really could. Oh, what's up, Razak? He says, how many touchdowns, interceptions will Trey Lance throw? Man, I did my projections on another sheet, which I don't have in front of me. Here's the thing that I'm not paying attention to so many what the touchdown or interceptions are numbers-wise. I have that, but I don't want to do it off the top of my head and contradict myself. I care about the touchdown to interception ratio. That is the true measure of a quarterback, in my opinion. How many positive plays, points do you put on the board, and negative plays, points you take off the board, right? The plus-minus scale. That's the way I look at it. If that's the case, I just want above, I want 2.5 to 1. That's what I want. 2.5 touchdowns to every interception, right? So let's say he throws 10 interceptions. I want 25 touchdowns. And so if you can maintain that ratio, 49ers are going to have an extremely successful year. Now, to put this into perspective, as I pull this up here, if we look at what Jimmy Garoppolo has done in his time with the 49ers, which has been incredible, not trying to say it hasn't been incredible, but in his total with the 49ers, the 5 years, now I know he's missed a lot of time with all those injuries, 66 touchdowns, 38 interceptions, not even a 2-to-1 ratio, which is the bare minimum for successful quarterback play. It's not there. Now, there's lots more metrics, accuracy, yards per pass attempt, quarterback rates, all those. I don't care. I care about this metric. Touchdown passes to interception ratio. I care about that more than any other metric. Number one, what did Trey Lance do when he is in college? I understand it's North Dakota State. Understands lesser competition. One interception in his entire college career. That's what I care about. That's what I care about. And again, if we're staying with this, guess what? Last year, in the 10 quarters that Trey Lance played, he had a better touchdown to interception ratio than Jimmy Garoppolo did. Better. Better. I'll take that. I'll take that any freaking day. We'll just have to kind of see. You know, he went 5-2, so a much smaller sample size for sure. But that's that 2.5 thing. So just magnify that. 5 touchdowns last year, 2 interceptions. Keep that ratio and blow it up. That's all I want. And right here, 40 hours, I think that's Josh. What's up, Josh? He says, we don't need Trey to go crazy. Just a little bit better than Jimmy, and we're going to win a Super Bowl. I think that every – and I felt this way as a coach. You know, coaching in Texas and then California, like, you could – there were years where, like, all right, we could win it all. And that was the mindset that we would have because our talent was good enough, our coaching was good enough. But you have to have so many things go your way. You have to have the ball bounce the right way on like 10 plays. It has to go your way. So you can have a Super Bowl caliber worthy team, and that's okay, and still not win the Super Bowl. Look at, you know, the New England Patriots, which you could argue one of the better teams ever assembled. They go undefeated and they lose the Super Bowl because of the helmet catch on the back. Like, you just have to have certain things go your way. Will the 49ers win a Super Bowl during Trey Lance's tenure? I sure as hell hope so. I really, really do. And I think that it's in the realm of possibility for sure. Do I want to predict it's going to happen this year or next year? Nah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Uncle Salty, my Seattle guy, what's up? Listen to this. I love this. Tickets to the Niner game in Seattle are way cheaper than they have been the last decade. Let's take over Seattle on December 15th. You know we're doing the takeover. We are doing every freaking away game. I'm so excited, man. If you haven't got your tickets yet, head over. Go check it out, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. We're not only doing the party the night before, but we're doing tailgates. All the games, working through, consistently trying to set these up. It's not easy, man. I'm not the best event planner. We're working. We are working. So come party with us in Seattle. See Uncle Salty, man. He's a fun guy. He's quality drinking buddy. I'll tell you that. Adam, he says, what's up? I'm back, John. I love Adam. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was thinking about you yesterday, my friend. Hope family and everything is going okay. Adam, you are incredible. Appreciate you, man. It's time to get back at it. And I know a lot of people kind of turn off their, you know, notifications and step away during the offseason. I get that. Welcome back to those that are new. And want to say thank you to those who have been here. That's awesome as well. Now, real quick, one more thing that I want to talk about is update on Jimmy Garoppolo and what's to be expected moving forward. Okay, he reported. I'm going to let Kyle talk about
this. He was in this morning doing his throwing program. I don't think he's still here. So he came in, did that, and he got out. So I'll stay in communication with Jimmy. We'll keep doing that and take it one day at a time.
There you go. They're not going to risk him getting hurt now that he's passed his physical. He passed his physical last night. That means the $7.5 million guarantee is waived. That's gone. So he has been cleared. So if he gets hurt now, it's not going to affect anything. So he's here. Now, the question was asked, are you going to release him? Here's his quick response there.
I don't give an absolute anything. So, yeah, I could come up with the scenario, but I think I said earlier that would surprise me, and I still feel that way.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, yeah, he's not planning on releasing him. It just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense because if you release him now, Seattle's going to pick him up for free. And, again, going back to Seattle has no hope. They are rebuilding even though they don't know it. Why would you give them a starting level caliber quarterback for free in your own division? Nah. just no. There's no way that you do that. There is no way that you do that. What's up, Shot J? I love it, man. Like, subscribe, Patreon. Give all three a go. You'll feel better if you did. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I love the Patreon stuff because we just get to do so much more than we're allowed to do on YouTube. And you can just do more film-wise, whatever else, the community. So one, like, it's interesting. You know, I've asked some people some questions, like, why Patreon and whatever. And now I'm a Patreon ambassador working with them to build their program, which is pretty cool. The community we have built over there. We're redoing everything starting next week, by the way. So if you're a Frank Gore or Jerry Rice tier member, thank you for all of your support. Nothing's going to change. You're just going to get a lot of extra content. We're bringing on not one, but two more coaches. So excited about this to help break down film, just to educate everybody more. So all we're doing is adding a lot of content starting next week, which I'm so excited about. This is going to be the best season ever. So one, if you want to know more about football, Patreon's the way to go. Two, if you just want to support the show, I know some people don't have the time to go through all the videos and content we put up. We have several hundred. I get that. It does help support the show. And then three, the community over there is incredible. If you haven't been to one of our Zoom hangouts, holy freaking cow. Yeah, it's pretty freaking awesome. Building those relationships and hanging out with those people. 49ers community is different, man. That's all I got to say. Jacqueline, what's up? She says, everybody is saying Trey Lance is going to bust. Yeah, I think he's going to do pretty damn good. I think so, too. And why? Okay, we've talked about this a little bit in the past. Why do quarterbacks bust, right? Jamarcus Russell or Baker Mayfield and maybe Sam Darnold, whatever. Why do players, quarterbacks in particular, high drafted quarterbacks, not pan out? There's lots of reasons. It's never just, sometimes they're just put in bad teams and bad franchises, right? And it doesn't matter who's there. They're not going to be successful. You look at Alex Smith's first 5 years with the 49ers. I don't give a damn who you are. You're going to struggle. That's just what it is. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan was asked, what is it about Trey, his personality, that kind of sets him apart and makes him ready for this? And so I thought this was a really good answer. I think it goes right to what you were asking, Jacqueline.
I think when, you know, when you have a kind of a veteran team who is expecting to have success this year and you got a rookie who's playing, who's coming in playing almost as a rookie quarterback, as his first time starting, it really helps that he's a likable guy. I mean, if he wasn't, you know, that's makes things a lot tougher, just like it does in every aspect of life. And Trey's a very genuine, good person who he works hard. He treats people with a lot of respect. And I think the team really does appreciate that about him, which gives him a good start. But we get out to that practice and it's about how you play. It's how you hold people accountable. It's how you hold yourself accountable. And people are going to follow the guys that they believe in, who think gives them a chance to win. But his personality really helps him with the team.
Personality is a big deal. Work ethic's a big deal, right? You have one team in the division that just gave a huge contract and literally had to write, you got to watch at least 4 hours of film while not playing video games. That's written into the damn contract. Whereas Trey Lance, you look at him last year, guess what? He logged the most time in the playbook of the entire 90-man roster as a rookie. There's a difference. So work ethics there, personalities there. This is, again, stick with the same quarterback. Kyler Murray in the playoffs, sitting on the bench saying, I'm not going back into that game. Really? That's a real thing. Yeah, his talent's there, undeniable. But the maturity and all those things, not there. And that applies. That applies. Talk about Vince Young, right? Offensive rookie of the year, incredible run. I'm a Longhorn. I got to put that on there. But what he did for the Titans, his rookie year was incredible. The problem was the talent was there. Never watched film. Showed up hungover to practice. Out at strip clubs every dang night. James Harden style. Like, those things just don't translate. And I guess I could probably put this out there. I was working to get Trey Lance out for our draft party in Vegas, which was incredible, by the way. And his agent, we basically agreed to terms, but he said it can't be in Vegas. And I was like, what? And like literally said, nope, Trey don't want to go to Vegas. Like, he wants to stay away from that. He wants to focus. He doesn't want distractions. That's this kid. It's incredible. His work ethic, his maturity at such a young age. Reminder, Trey Lance is the second youngest quarterback in the entire league. Entire league, including this year's rookie class. Now, let's go to the WWE man himself, George Kittle. He was asked yesterday, this is yesterday's clip, what is he most excited about having Trey Lance step in as the starting quarterback?
I mean, I'm looking forward to a lot of plays that are off schedule. I mean, I think that's just, it's something I'm really looking forward to. I mean, you see a lot of, I don't know if it's mobile quarterbacks, but guys that just, you know, are able to get outside the pocket. Get outside the pocket and make those plays last. Instead of a 5 second play, it lasts for 10 seconds. It's hard to cover someone for 10 seconds, and I feel like I can get open from someone in 10 seconds. So I think Trey's gonna be able to do that a lot, and it's just, you know, getting used to that type of style of football. You know, I see it, you know, you see it in highlights every single week on, you know, SportsCenter top 10 for other quarterbacks around the league, and I think Trey's gonna be able to do a lot of that stuff.
It's just an extra added element. What makes Trey a good quarterback is not that he can scramble. That's not what it is at all. It's just an extra. It's just an extra thing. And so I think that's one of the things that, again, you look at like Travis Kelce, who's incredible, amazing receiving option. He's incredible. The reason why he's, you know, elevated his career so much is when Patrick Mahomes came in, because you get all those off schedule plays and you've got this huge freaking target that is Travis Kelce just posting up ready to go. Now you get that with George Kittle, who he hasn't had that with Jimmy, right? The ball's out and, you know, under 3 seconds or it's a sack, that's it. I mean, he couldn't even throw the ball. He never threw the ball away, which bothered me a lot. 40 Yards Faithful Forever says, Kittle's about to go off. If the target share's there, the issue fantasy-wise, or, you know, like people want to say like, oh, you know, didn't even have a 1,000-yard season, which is almost impossible to do for most tight ends. If three or four guys can do that a year. You got to get the target share. The 49ers, the fact they're a run-heavy offense, run the ball, I think, third most in the NFL last year. Could be fifth most. I'm off on that. But regardless, they run the ball a lot. Then you look at the receiving options. Like, it's insane. Deebo, Ayuk, Kittle, Juszczyk. You have the best receiving fullback in the NFL, too. Like, you've got so many options there. You bring in Danny Gray, the rookie. Now you got the speedster down the sideline. You got Ray McLeod. Like, that ball's got to be spread out. So, yeah, I think Kittle's going to have an incredible year. But I care way more about efficiency than somebody talking about, like, okay, Brandon Cooks, who I like. I think he's a very good player for the Texans. That dude's going over 1,000 yards guaranteed. But who is he competing with in target share? There is nobody else to throw the ball to. Nobody else. Whereas the 49ers have 5+ options. So some of the player stats might go down a little bit. I mean, Deebo had over 1,700 total yards last year. I don't think that's very I don't think that's possible to redo. I hope it is. To put that into perspective, Terrell Owens never did that once in his entire career. Deebo did that last year, right? So, like, what happened last year was insane, and it's not like if Deebo goes out and gets 1,400 total yards, it's a failure. Hell no. That's incredible by any metric or standard for any player at any time in the history of the NFL. But just understand, like, some of those stats are going to come down. I think Kittle's stats could go up from where they were last year. If we look at where he was, they had so many problems with the offensive line that he had to stay in a block. He finished with 910 yards receiving. Like, that's bad. Like, it's not bad at all. That's incredible. Had 6 touchdowns, which was tied for the league or the team lead. Deebo had 6 receiving touchdowns. So did Kittle. Kittle had a great year last year. The problem was he had some games where he was just out of this world and then some games where he'd have 1 or 2 catches. But in today's Madden culture, if you don't have 6 catches and 100 yards and a touchdown, people see it as a loss. That's not the reality. That's not if you watch enough football from other teams and other time periods, you realize, no, that's okay. A 3-catch, 50-yard game is okay for a tight end. In fact, it's actually pretty damn good. It's not a bad thing at all. So, again, just kind of tapering those expectations sometimes I think is important. And I think that'll help a lot of people out just with kind of the way they see. But anyway, the 40 yards first practice going on as we speak. What to expect? You know, not going to be in pads or anything like that. It's building from the ground up. And Shanahan even talked on this. I didn't get the clip. You reinstall literally what you did in minicamp and OTAs. You start from the ground up, outside zone, inside zone, which we broke down on Patreon. That series we're doing there. Like, you start there. All right. Go through some passing concepts, very simple ones. This is what we're doing here. You work slants, whatever. And really you're doing all of this apart. You bring it together at the end and you practice and you just base up offense, defense, all those things. Base up. That's what you're doing, because even though you have a lot of people coming back, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Tom Brady, okay, for example, you know, with the Bucks, guess what they're doing? Ground up. You start step one and you rebuild, you solidify your base. Everybody's on the same wavelength and you go up. And for people, whether it's Trent Williams or Tom Brady, or doesn't matter, you start and you rebuild up. That's just the way that it goes. I love it. Yeah. And in case you have not heard, we have put this out there. We got the man, the myth, the legend, Frank Gore himself, coming to party with us in Denver. Yeah. You want an autograph from the legend himself? You want to party with Frank Gore the night before the 49ers Broncos game? Oh my gosh. Come on out with us. We're going to be at Blake Street Tavern in Denver Saturday, September 24th, 4 to 10. And we're going to be there the next morning as well, tailgating, all you can eat and drink. before the game. God, watch the other games go on while we party during the day. It's, oh man, Denver's going to be a great time. It's going to be a great time. So hopefully you guys enjoyed today's show. It's been a lot of fun, and I think I want to start going live a little bit more in the morning. I love that the people have come out to support the show. So thank you guys, all of you that are here. Go get that entry in for that Debo free jersey when you think he's going to sign. Could happen today. All guesses are still going. We're not going to stop the cutoff until he signs, and then we'll announce on the next live show. So like if 10 people guess the correct date, we'll pick one out of those 10 at random and we'll announce it on here. So hopefully you guys enjoyed this. Man, we got a lot more content coming. I'm so happy. First practice is underway. God, this is awesome. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.